5 feet if we meet the conditions that Michael's already explained. With this master plan amendment application, we feel like we're now going through that process to have items, whether it's an elevator shaft or a roof planter box or a mechanical area, be above 35 feet. No portion of the roof is above 35 feet. It's just those elements.
So can you define, we've talked about height, but what about width? Are we talking about 100 feet at 48 feet?
No, it's just the different elements that, and most of them are identified here. It's just.
I can see what it is above grade, but I don't know how wide it is. I mean, if you're talking about a 2-foot section at 48 feet is different than a 100-foot section at 48 feet.
Oh, so it's really just planter boxes and the elevator shaft. I'll give the architects a minute to come up and explain how wide the elevator shaft is and the planter boxes. So a few other points. Again, other elements above 35 feet are allowed in the city code and up to 55 feet for resorts. You should also know that the Vision and Architecture Committee has approved these additional heights. I believe the Vision and Architecture Committee, Travis helped me out here on that committee, was also looking at other elements of this once the architect had revised the elevations and you were going to do an approval by email, but you had already voted on the heights, correct?
Yeah, we looked, when the Visual Architectural Committee looked at this in a different way than the Planning Commission's going to look at this. The Visual Architectural.
I'm just clarifying what their recommendation was.
Yeah, but this is, what I'm going to say is important as well. We looked at it as, is this visually, architecturally pleasing? Not, is this what the height should be for the city itself or for the project itself? So they are two different things. I just want to specify that.
But one is a body that makes recommendations based on height, and their recommendation was that it's okay.
Our recommendation was that if it was going to be that high, it needed to change to be more appealing. It had a couple of blank walls that needed to be broken up.
Right, which they were going to reply back to, but they did vote at the height. Didn't you make a separate recommendation on height?
No, that was not our place. The Visual Architectural Committee doesn't recommend on height. It recommends on the look and feel of the building. That's the definition of a Visual Architectural Committee.
If you can make one small comment,
Can you come up to the microphone and identify yourself, please?
Sorry. Michael Monso, principal at Overland, architect for the project. The VAC had made some recommendations. Those have been amended and are part of this presentation. So the blank walls.
Yeah, I do see the changes. Yeah, definitely.
And as far as the height is concerned, you were asking about approximately how large. There are two areas, two elevator tower and shafts that come up. They're approximately 15 by 15 or 12 by 18. We could get more specific numbers. We're trying to look on the.
Yeah, I mean.
But it's basically an elevator stair tower and an elevator core.
Yeah, a balloon only shows height. It doesn't show width, so it's tough to visualize what you're not going to see anymore.
There's one of the slides in the presentation that may be a good visual reference, and I don't know exactly where it is, but if you remember that site plan that you were looking at that showed the two blue squares, approximately it's those two elements that are coming up that are at the 45 foot. Or actually, go back, yeah. Well, no, it's not that one, sorry.
Trying to think of which one that, I know it, I have a drawing of that somewhere, I think.
The point, there's one other point that may be of interest when we talk about height. There is 45 feet, and we're specifically noting above existing grade, but that's not 45 feet above the finished grade, the perceived height of the building. So as the building had to get raised because of the underground pot rock and geotechnical information that we found, the whole element is lifted up. So the perceived height of the building has remained constant. The overall height above existing grade is what went up, but the building is not going to be perceived as being taller for that change.
So let me ask you a question if I could. So quite a bit of the building is still going to be below 35 feet. The entire building raises if this is approved. But do you have a rough percentage of how much is above 35 feet? What percentage of the actual structure? And this is one of the questions one of the neighbors asked me, which I thought was a good question.
I'm not exactly sure how to answer that mathematically to say what percentage, but if I were just trying to provide some reference, I would say 5 to 10%, less than that. It's those two elements that come up. The majority, the vast majority of the building is still below 35 feet.
What has changed from the original presentation where we were told that the buildings would not obstruct any views? Why is this necessary?
Mostly because of geotechnical information that we found when we were doing borings around the site, specifically under the well-being center, and the thickness of the pop rock that we need to maintain in order to be able to do our structure. That has, because of the voids that we found, that has required us to lift the building higher than what we had originally thought.
And how much higher is the building lifted?
Hi, Deami Lester, Oldham Partners, architect on the project as well. The recommendations from Geotech was that we need at least 5 feet minimum of a pot rock of tufa under the building, and the amount of tufa as you move across the well-being center varies. And so the worst case condition was the, if you go back to the site plan, was the northwest corner of the building, right there. So by picking the entire building up, previously it showed 35, now it's at 45. The whole building had to come up to be at 45 because that was the worst condition of groundwater locations and pop rock thickness as well. We're in the process of having additional testing done to study the voids of what's actually under the site to understand it better. But all the recommendations from Geotech to date have been at minimum need 5 feet of tufa under the foundations.
Is it possible to remove the pot rock?
We have been advised to not do that.
Structurally?
Yes. And in telling the story and trying to preserve the site and celebrate the site, trying to not disturb the ground as much as possible is what we're trying to do as well with the project.
My other question, not related to height, is what is the total maximum occupancy of this project?
So in just looking at the resort, excluding phase one, there are 129 possible rooms.
Entire build-out, what's the total maximum occupancy?
Phase one would be 237 rooms.
Okay, so 237 vehicles, potentially?
Not necessarily, because you wouldn't...
Potentially. You could have single occupancy, right?
Sure.
Right? And how many staff are you projected to have working here?
That's a question that I cannot answer right now.
Yeah, I'll answer that. After we finish the building height discussion, I'll talk about parking. And
okay.
My parking counts, we can discuss it.
Okay. If you want to get that, that'd be great.
Okay. Michael, can you pull up the parking counts? I think it was in your staff report. That
Since that chart was so small, it didn't work on, nobody would be able to read it on the PowerPoint. So
can you pull it up from the internet and project it here the best we can?
Under the biggest building.
Just a second to get there.
Sorry, I assumed since it was in your staff report, it would be available here.
While that's loading, Paul, can I ask, why is there such a difference between the original Geotech report and what you discovered when you actually went to build?
I think when the original report was done, they only went down so far, and then they just said, hey, we've hit refusal on the prop rock. But as we've been excavating sewer, mostly the sewer line, and have gone deeper, we have gone through these thick layers of pot rock, and then when we, after 4, 5, 6 feet, then there's this kind of weird layer that's, I don't know, it's almost like quicksand. It's water, it's earth.
So I just don't think the original soils report after they went so far in the pot rock just said that's it. And in other places in Midway, you know, the pot rock just keeps going down. But here, in like around Vermont, there's this layer of pot rock, and then there's this layer of just kind of this watery goo material, and then it goes back to pot rock.
Okay, thank you.
So from this parking table, you can see that we have the different unit types, whether it's a hotel, a cottage, the presidential suite, the family duplexes, the family lodge, all the restaurants, the spas,
staff and employee, kitchen staff, fitness center.
All of those different uses are broken out, and you see the different, see the quantities and the parking that's needed. And then as you move further right on the table, this comes from other studies and convention centers and hotel data that we gathered over the years, but there's a peak day factor and a peak hour factor and a shared use factor. And when you combine all those together, that's how we come up with the 302 spaces that are required. As Michael mentioned before, you know, it's close to half, I don't know if it's just under half or over, but of what it would be if you just said, hey, what's our city standard, and you just applied that directly and didn't consider that somebody that's using the restaurant and the pool is also staying in one of the rooms.
So what does quantity refer to, people? Or what is
quantity
that?
Quantity refers to the units. Well, it says next to it, so like number of hotel units, 80, but if you come down to event space, conference center, it's 245 people, or 201 people using the pool, 101 in the spa.
Got it, thank you.
Yeah. Michael, can you move the table up just a little bit?
Or down.
Go the other direction.
The other.
Okay, stop. So, per the shared study, it's 302 spaces, and we have 287 on-site with 15, what we're saying, a reduction because of the three 15-passenger vans, we can reduce it by 15 sites. What I also want to point out to the Planning Commission is what's below it in bold, that if you were to count our tandem valet spots, which we've been told by the city that we can't count, and also just one parking space in each duplex, which we think would be used, at least for guests of the duplexes or family lodge, that's 318 spots, so we'd be 16 over what's required. If you took out the driveway spots, but counted the tandem valet spots, because they will have valet parking, we're at 305 and we're still over. So I want you to be aware that there's other parking, doesn't count, but there is other parking. Now we've also identified, Michael, if you pull up the site plan, there's some other pockets of landscaped areas around the site where we could build maybe two spaces here or three spaces there, and that could also make up the 15 space difference. And we would present that plan to you when we come back. Well, you can make it a condition of master plan, or we present it when we come back for preliminary approval. So there could be, I don't have a pointer, but
there could be two spaces here in this open space, another two there, maybe one here, expand that in front of that open space. There's a couple areas in the parking lot that we could find another spot or two, and that would be another way to remedy this.
Are the vans primarily going to be used to transport guests from the airport or workforce housing from public transportation to the site? Do you know what their use is intended?
I think we envision it for both.
Both?
Definitely from the airport or other places, and then we could also use it for our workforce.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions about parking? Any questions for us about the building heights?
Yeah, I'd like to jump back to the building heights. So what I'd like to know with your initial plan, because you're saying now with raising everything 10 feet, the maximum of the core building is going to be 35. So does that mean that the whole initial building would have been more like 25?
We want the architects
above
to answer that.
Natural grade? Because that is a significant